On Tuesday, our nation will celebrate our 241st birthday. And despite the many struggles that our country is facing, despite the many political differences and the political tension that exists in our country, I don't know about you, but I find myself thankful to be living in a country that was founded on the principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as I prepare to celebrate our nation's birthday, I can't help but recall that the freedoms we celebrate this week are not free. Like many of you, I am privileged to count among my friends some men and women who have sacrificed so much, including a couple friends who have given their lives to defend the freedom of our great country. They have offered so much so that you and I can come here and worship today. And as I prepare to celebrate our birthday in the American fashion with gatherings, parades, and fireworks, I can't help but recall those people and ask myself, what are we truly celebrating? What is this freedom that makes our country so great? There are people in today's society who would define freedom by this sort of ability to do whatever we want. Yet, if that's what our founding fathers intended, they created utter chaos, and countless Americans have died to protect pure madness. For if freedom is the unbridled ability to do whatever we want, then freedom leads to people killing other people, to people stealing other people's property, and to people oppressing others in every imaginable way. As Americans, deep down, we know what freedom is, and we know that this license to do whatever we want cannot be true freedom. After all, we don't riot or protest in the streets when a criminal is rightly and justly arrested for murder, theft, or some other crime. There's a lot of other people in our country today who argue that freedom is the ability to do whatever you want, as long as it doesn't harm someone else. Yet even as Americans, we know that that's not true freedom. Why do we step in and have an intervention when one of our friends becomes an alcoholic or an addict? Why do we step in to prevent a high school teenager from continuing with her eating disorder, or a depressed man from committing suicide? We rightly step in because we understand that that is not freedom. That license to do whatever we want, as long as it only affects us, doesn't lead to freedom. It leads to the exact opposite, to slavery. Ask any recovering addict if his unbridled ability to do whatever he wanted, if his ability to continue in his addiction was leading him to freedom, and he will tell you that it was only leading him to slavery. Our country was founded on far greater ideals than simply being able to do whatever we want. Countless Americans have died to protect the genius of the founding fathers, who recognize that we are meant to be free. To be free to live in accordance with the truth and with what is good. The remarkable thing about our country is our founding fathers took a philosophical idea and ran an experiment. They took thoughts of philosophers over hundreds of years and said, we can make this work in a country. And what happened? They recognized the truth that freedom enables us to be great. Because it's not the right to do whatever we want, but it's rather the liberty to do what we ought to do. It's the paradox that in being more dependent on God, we find ourselves actually freer, because we have the freedom not to do what we want, but the freedom to do what we ought to do. What has made our country exceptional is not that we're better people than people throughout the world, but that for the first time, in a world that for the most of its history has only known tyranny, servitude, and serfdom, our founding fathers created a system that allowed men and women the opportunity to fulfill who they were intended to be, to fulfill their destiny as children, created in the image and likeness of God. And look at the result. Look at our unparalleled standard of living. Still, despite this offering of freedom, there are plenty of people who take offense at it. People continue to reject this call to holiness, which necessarily places limits on what we can do. Why? Those limits are there because they ultimately lead us to what we ought to do. Yet so many people seem to be afraid that if they can't do whatever they want, they won't truly be free. Yet this understanding of freedom fails to recognize what freedom truly is. Freedom is that ability to fulfill who we are. You know, it seems to me that the freest people I know are the holiest people I know. While Pope John Paul II and Mother Teresa put all kinds of limits and restrictions on their life, I don't think anyone can ever recount a moment where they saw them unhappy or not free. True freedom, the freedom that God offers to us, the freedom for which Jesus died on a cross for, is the freedom to do good. It's the freedom to be unimpeded and unhindered in being who God created us to be. Freedom doesn't mean that God has no place in our country. No, our founding fathers knew that if you remove God from the picture, we would cease to be free at all. After all, the highest freedom is a yes in conformity with the will of God. Our founding fathers built a nation on the premise that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The freedom that we celebrate on Tuesday, then, is nothing more than a call to greatness, a call to sainthood. Our God has abundantly blessed our country. I think we could argue that perhaps our country has been blessed more than any other country in the history of the world. Yet that blessing demands a response from each and every one of us. If we truly want our country to be free, then it has to start with each and every one of us as individuals. Do we choose to exercise that freedom properly? Do we choose to become more perfect human beings? To become more holy persons? Do we choose to believe, to have faith, that Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life? My friends, we want freedom in this country. We celebrate freedom in this country. But it is only through good and free individuals that a good and free society is built. And it is only in God and His freedom that a nation becomes great and remains free, so that her citizens can thrive and do and be free and unhindered to do what they ought to do.